Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So earlier this week, my youngest daughter, Lori, who's about to turn 17, came to me and said, "You know, Dad, I've been invited to play on this elite travel soccer team. But really, I don't want to play at that level. I just want to have fun. I want to be with my friends. I don't want to give up my senior year in high school running all over the place. She said, I just want to play basic travel and not go to this elite team." And I thought about it, and I was really proud of her because I think she came to terms with the reality that she's not going to play in college. This is just something she really does for enjoyment. And she doesn't have to do it at the absolute highest level she's capable of. She can do it so that she actually enjoys it. And I started to think about this. And almost everyone I know goes to extremes on activities. And it doesn't just have to be exercise. It could be work. It could be wherever they're going. It's just, you know, if they want to get in shape, all of a sudden, they're ultra marathoners, or you have to finish a full marathon, or you have to do an Ironman. Right? You have to do things at the absolute highest level and really, you know, beat yourself up to get there, right? Where you make so many sacrifices to do it. And, you know, one of the things I always look at is, you know, the enjoyment versus call it pain or survival. Right. And what about making it sustainable versus burning out? Right. So I always look at myself, and I was, you know, earlier in my life, I used to run a lot, and I don't anymore because I've had some injuries along the way that prohibit me from running on a daily basis. But even when I would run, I noticed every time I would get over 5 miles a day in terms of training, I would have a problem. You know, I'd have a knee issue or shin splints or something would go wrong every time I did that. And when I did it for, you know, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, inevitably I'd have to stop running at some point because I couldn't sustain it. But as long as I stayed at 5 miles or less, I could do it pretty much indefinitely. And so I thought to myself, like, why am I killing myself trying to do this? Who am I doing it for? And that's really what it comes down to in my mind. So the idea of making it sustainable, one, making it enjoyable so it's not just something that you're forcing yourself to do, it's something you actually enjoy doing, and then thinking about what it's for, right? Are we doing it just to feed our ego? Are we trying to do something that's extreme? You know, whether it's working 80 hours a week to try to get ahead for is that ego-driven, or it's that marathon that we're running or we're trying to do it, is it ego-driven or is it something that we just want to do for ourselves, right? So the question really is, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for others? And by others, are you trying to prove something to other people? Or are you trying to make it so that you have something that will impress other people? Like, what is it and what is the source of it and where is it coming from? And really look at that motive. Because if it's something you're passionate about, great, go do it, push yourself as hard as you want. But if the root lies in proving something to other people or impressing someone, then maybe you should rethink it. Because at the end of the day, it's got to be sustainable. Think about moderation, the benefits of moderation, the benefits of doing things that are, you know, that are sustainable for you long term, the benefits of getting enjoyment out of it versus making it something that is just so extreme that you're just surviving it. Right? That's the difference. And why not do what you enjoy? And why not make it sustainable? And why not just think about what you can do to just continue to do it long term, to continue to focus on where you want to be, and to consider doing things in moderation. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose. and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today and for this week, just look at those activities you're doing and ask yourself if you're taking them to an extreme. And if you are, why are you doing it? Are you doing it for you? Or are you doing it because it looks good in the eyes of someone else? Or it's an ego-driven activity for you, right? Or are you really doing it? Is it really something that satisfies you and really hits you where you need it to hit you, and you're doing it for the right reason? If you're doing it for the right reason, fantastic. But if you're doing it with someone else in mind, or you're doing it to impress other people, or it's really an ego-driven thing for you, consider moderation. Consider the benefits of moderation. As I said, not everybody has to be an ultra marathoner.